Welcome to February's Random Act of Business Kindness. A few weeks ago, I was notified of an ETEL conference to be held in Toronto in the early May. The $3,000 price tag for the two-day affair was outside my budget. I play in the B2B space and right now do not have any retailers as clients. But what I do have is an insatiable curiosity, okay, call it nosiness, about all things business. So I asked for the data report. The same data report that all the attendees of the conference would get. So you ask who the attendees of the conference are. Oh, la la, Shoppers Drug Mart, Canadian Tire, Home Hardware, The Bay, Walmart, Amazon, Provigo, you know, all the big powerful guys who dominate the retail market across Canada today. Anywho, I eagerly opened the 12-page report and my mouth dropped open. You see, I've been preaching to anyone who will listen to me for the last 5 to 10 years that the sky is falling and soon that the public would very quickly change its ways, and if all businesses did not change, they were doomed. For most of my life, I've been out of step with the average business person. Allow me to whisper in your ear. I've always been ahead of the curve when it comes to making predictions. However, because I'm a frail human being, I don't get everything right all of the time. Just enough to trust my own intuition. As an example, when technology first came on the scene 30-some-odd years ago, I shuddered because I immediately saw a lot of the bad stuff that has since unfolded, but unfortunately, I did not see a lot of the good. Generally, what happens when I start defining the future, I get the scares of disbelief, and then the, are you kidding me, sideways sneers, and then finally the, oh really, Char? And the last few years have been no exception. And a few weeks ago, there in black and white, was much of what I've been preaching and what I want to tell you today. So no matter what kind of business you own, retail, non-retail, B2B, B2C, if you have customers and your customers are real human beings, you are impacted because the future is here. So first, I will share with you what I see are the main points that every single business, no matter where on the development curve you are, you need to know. There are 5 main areas, as long as you sell to human beings, that you need to know, and I will list those areas. Then I'll discuss each of those 5 areas in terms of what they might mean for you and try and give you some my take on how expensive or not expensive you can make them. Lastly, if you want more information or you want to attend the actual conference, please drop me a line. I can send you a copy of the entire 2019 director's report and put you in direct contact with the person who is organizing the conference. Listen, I get nothing out of this except the satisfaction of putting you on equal footing data-wise with the big guys here in Canada and maybe saving you $3,000 in 2 days in the process. So let's begin, shall we? Alrighty. Alexander Graham Bell must be rolling in his grave because I cannot imagine that the great grandpappy of the telephone ever imagined his communication invention would ultimately come down to a handheld power device more powerful than a desktop computer, able to stop dead in their tracks entire industries, breathe life into new industries, and introduce a totally new way of living to human civilization. But it has. Furthermore, not one of us can afford to ignore the impact anymore. And if we choose to ignore it in our businesses, we all will wither and die. So the first of the 5 key takeaways you need to know now is there is an entirely new attitude to customer engagement. So you will remember that we here at Bulletproof keep saying, make love to your customer, right? Well, big customer experience innovators like Amazon, Netflix, Starbucks, and Uber have made big changes to their own service delivery, which has sparked a change in consumer expectations across the globe. This means that consumers expect even more. In fact, they expect damn near perfection. If consumers can see it executed perfectly on social media in one part of the globe, why can't it be executed perfectly in all parts of the globe exactly the same way? Okay, listen. don't get bogged down in the logistics of it all. Just think about it. If it's there in social media perfectly in one spot, it's got to be that way in every other spot. And by the way, 62% of Canadians would rather do their shopping with Canadian retailers rather than their U.S. alternatives. Moreover, 72% of Americans say they are willing to purchase online from Canada more than any other country. Yay! The second of the five key takeaways you need to know now. We need to work to build a 360-degree view of the customer. The business/marketer's ideal of creating a single view of the individual customer requires the assimilation and interpretation of huge amounts of data and the taking into account of multiple points of interaction. Having several points of social entry, like your website, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat, YouTube, pick any kind of other social thing that you can think of. We call it omnichannel, assists with all this. And by the way, if you can't be found socially, you don't exist. That's a really sad state of affairs. If you can't be found, you don't exist. Oh my God. The third key takeaway you need to know now. Cost-effectively optimize your fulfillment experience. A crucial part of the customer journey is the issue of getting the product to the customer when they want it, but without taking a critical bite out of your bottom line. Yeah, right. So for example, you know that recent god-awful postal strike we had? Well, the one thing it definitively demonstrated is that multi-distribution channels are the wave of the future. And education at both the business level and the customer level now needs to be made because convenience is never a cheap option. The number four key takeaway you need to know now. Leveraging social media and all other mobile channels. This is the only way to connect with existing customers, reach new audiences, and increase sales. Leveraging your social media. It is crucial now that a strategy for leveraging and reaching be developed and implemented. The time for plug and play has passed and it was not successful. Now is the time for discipline and strength. Consumers spend time using their phones. 80% use it for Google now and looking at social media. This means that the convenience and immediacy of social media is paramount. Plus mobile apps or social platforms which lend themselves for real-time delivery or support. And the last, number five, key takeaway you need to know now. You must choose the right tools, the right team members, and the right investments. So deciding which responsibilities to keep in-house and which to farm out forms a critical piece of the commerce puzzle. Striking a balance between technology and human resources presents a challenge. No shit. So does artificial intelligence, automation, and chatbots. But the total customer experience is everything. Remember how we keep saying make love to your customers and have very simple processes? And this is the crown and glory. 80% of Canadians and 82% of Americans still prefer the human touch despite all the technology. Okay, now that I have laid on you all of the facts and figures that the e-tail world has summoned up, and all of it is based on Canadian data, now I want to share with you my thoughts of how you can incorporate this into your business. Because I don't want you to run away thinking, oh my God, this is all expensive and it's impossible to do. Because it doesn't all have to be expensive. It's not all impossible to do. And I know you have more important things to do than some of this. So let's go back to the number one takeaway. there are new attitudes in customer engagement. Well, yes and no. Do you remember years ago when Walmart came into the world? Everyone freaked. Everyone totally freaked. And those who decided that Walmart was right with their low-cost idea, they lost. Because you can't win against someone who says low-cost. Those who said, well, we're going to be different, and we're going to stand out here, and we're going to get into the customer experience, and we're going to stand apart, they won. And they won well. We don't all remember those. But basically, that is what happened in Charlene's take of the world. And when I look at the customer experience innovators like Amazon, Netflix, Starbucks, and Uber who've made big changes, all they've done is raise the level. And when I see that the stats say that 2/3 of Canadians would rather buy from Canadian retailers, I say that's damn good news because Canadians have always been loyal. We just don't raise our flag enough. And when I see that 72% of Americans are willing to buy from Canadians, I say, well, Americans have always been our friend. They're still our friend and they will always be our friend. That bodes well for us. So the first thing I say is, hey, Canadians, let's wave the flag and let's learn how to humble brag. Because Canadians are not very good at humble bragging. So let's learn how to do that. And what I mean by that is, especially companies that have been in business for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, pull out that history, put it on the website, and really talk about it. And put it in terms of, we've been around, we've been with you, and we're not going anywhere. It means a lot. And history means a lot. So pull it out. Wave the flag. One thing I've noticed in my dealings, and it's just a minor thing, I've always known that the banking system in the U.S. is different and not as superior as the Canadian banking system, but I didn't realize how much reliance American consumers place on using PayPal. Canadian consumers don't, but Canadian businesses can probably get more business and make it easier for Americans to do business with them by just adding PayPal to their bulk of tools. So not just using credit cards and debit cards and all the other cards, use PayPal as well, and PayPal is safe. The other thing that I would suggest you do is don't try and change your entire customer experience, but look at Amazon, Netflix, Starbucks, and Uber and pick one or two things that they've done. Just one or two things and say, okay, can I do something similar? You don't have to do the exact thing, but could I do something similar to make me stand apart from my competition? Because all of us in Canada have gotten a little bit complacent. There are at least 50 or 60 competitors that do the same thing we do. How can I stand apart? That's the name of the game. We're in the transformational business. Consumers and businesses want to be transformed. We want to experience things. We don't want to buy. We'll spend money to have our lives transformed. And that's what Netflix, Amazon, Starbucks, and Uber does. They don't sell stuff. They make our lives better. So if you can think in terms of your products and your services transforming lives or being experiential, you're ahead of your competition. That's how you can make new attitudes in customer engagement. Working to build a 360-degree view of the customer, I gotta tell you, I actually laughed when I read this one. So what it's basically saying is, gosh, you have to be everywhere And you have to take all that information where you're everywhere, and you have to take all that data, and then you've got to assimilate it and interpret it and blah, 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 blah. So in the old days, we used to call having a stud book. It was done manually. We did it for the top 15 customers long before all this new technology came around. We actually had stud books. And in that stud book, we had who was the customer, who was the customer's wife or husband, and the kids, and the anniversary dates, and what was their favorite color, and where did they live, and what was their last purchase, and what did they actually buy. And it was a book, literally, for the best customers. And the reason why we kept that book was so that we knew everything about that customer. And every single person who had connections with that, and when I say connections, who talked to that customer, they had access to that book because everybody was the best friend of that customer. So when the five takeaways that you need to know now in this world of digital, you want to make sure that the customer feels like you feel they are their best friend. That's what this is all about. So sort your sales data and figure out who your top 10 or 15 customers are. You don't have to spend a whole pile of money. It can be as simple as having a spreadsheet or Evernote or some kind of software that everyone who has connections with the customer can just add, share the software and add all their contacts with the customer. Compile all the data about the customer, including the kids and the anniversary dates and what color they like and who their favorite politician is and all kinds of information. So, and what the last order was. And the idea is to build a description about that customer so that everybody is in the know in your organization about what they stand for, who they are, and anyone can have a conversation with them. That's the whole idea of having a 360-degree view. And don't give me any garbage about the whole Facebook situation and the bad sharing of information, because that's not what this is about. This is not about using the customer's data against them. This is using the customer's data in the right way. Furthermore, this is all to be kept secret and confidential. It's not to be sold. It's not for manipulation. It's all for good stuff, man. Okay. Third thing, cost-effectively optimize your fulfillment. So this is a funny one. I mean, this is really getting into the weeds of your business. I always believe start small, go big. I'm not going to tell you how to get into your distribution. I'm going to suggest two ways of thinking. The easiest one I always found when I was running plants and running projects, take a problem, take your most agonizing problem, pull together your staff from every function, I call it the cross-functional team, and ask the team to definitely and finally solve it. And the reason I suggest that is because you, as the leader of your organization, you don't have all the answers, but your team, when you ask them to solve it, will come up with the answer. The other thing I might suggest is for those of you that are smaller but have neighbors and you want to investigate, for example, expensive solutions like drones as an alternative, perhaps look into your business improvement associations or get a group of neighbors together and see if sharing a drone could be an alternative. One thing that businesses seem to do is think that they can do things in isolation. I found asking my neighbors if they have a problem. Oh, you do have a problem. You have the same problem, a similar problem. Hey, if we work together, we might be able to. And I know that drones can cost upwards of 10 grand. But if you get five or six people with a similar problem, divide 10 grand by 5 or 6 people, and suddenly that solution looks a hell of a lot cheaper, doesn't it? I'm just saying. And I really want you to think about that education thing, that education piece. Customers will always buy value. And when we teach customers, and I know it takes a little extra time, but when we teach customers about the value behind convenience, 9 times out of 10, they get it. And they pay for it. The fourth takeaway is the leveraging of social media. This one is key. Because consumers spend so much time using their phones, 80% use Google. I mean, really and truly. Those of us that are over a certain age, why did we ever learn so much stuff? It's right there on our phones. All we have to do is go click, 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 and there's the answer right there. And those, so many of the younger crowd is looking at social media. It's incumbent on all of us to look at mobile apps and social platforms for real-time service and real-time support. It's incumbent on all of us to demand support from our local associations, our local industries, our local professional groups. We may not be able to do it ourselves, but if we band together and ask our local associations and our local groups to find us folks who can pull together the bandwidth or the bench strength to do it for us, we'll put in $1,000 or $2,000 as long as the benefit of the group works, won't we? Absolutely, we will. I'm doing a project like that right now myself for a group through an association. So I know it works. I'm just saying, listen, we can't do it alone, but we can in groups. And connecting with our existing customers, reaching new audiences, and increasing sales is something that every single business wants to do. It doesn't work just with digital marketers. The plug and play has had its term. It's now time for the strength and the disciplines period. Band together with your like-minded communities. And the last one, the five of the five key takeaways, is choosing the right teams, the team members, and the investments. On one hand, this is just a motherhood statement. On the other hand, it's true. In the old days, and I believe this is a truism even today, it's do what you're good at and farm out everything else. So if you're really, really good at one thing, stick to it. And there's very few people I've met in all my years that are really good at technology, because technology is kind of thrust upon us. There's very few people that I know that are really good at e-commerce, and even fewer that actually understand e-commerce. E-commerce is and technology is one of those things that you kind of agree to experiment and fail with. And that means you got to be willing to toss away some money. That's the honest to God truth. So I'm going to make a suggestion. In hiring team members today, match your company goals with your person goals first, and then hire for skill. That will get you farther in the long term. Throw out the old model of getting a recruiter, because they're still stuck in the dark ages, and take a chance on. There's a new software program that I've just seen. I'm sure there's other ones, but I'll tell you the one that I've just seen, which is Vervo, VERVOE.com. And what it does is it removes all biases, all of the stuff that gets in the way, and you can set it up so that you can run simulations and specific tests of what you want to test for in every kind of person you want to hire for any kind of a level. And you can run an ad in the paper and everyone can sign on and answer 20 questions, multiple choice, plus various tests that you decide you want. And this software program will test everybody and then rank them for you. And you can then choose the top five people you want to interview who scored the best on the test. And then you can decide, based on those people, who has the best personality match and the best personal goals match to your organization. Remove the middleman, save yourself lots of money, and hopefully get the best person. They tell me, I did have a review with the company of the program. They tell me that their track record is pretty outstanding. I don't suggest that you pay attention to everything on the e-tail side. I suggest you pick one or two. I strongly suggest you have a website. I strongly suggest you stick to a schedule. I strongly suggest you only put in 10 or 15 minutes per day on your social so that you look like you're social, but you don't have to be social. Remember this, though. Since 80% of Canadians and 82% of Americans still prefer the human touch, despite all the technology, invest in your people faster than you invest in your technology. Keep your technology up to date and current. Don't use the old stuff from 10 years ago, but pay attention to your people, and you'll still come out ahead. And if you need more help, you know who you can call. There, that's my best advice that I can give you, and I'm so excited to see that the future is now. That's it for today, for February's Random Acts of Business Kindness. I can't wait to share with you March's. Ta-ta for now.